Is this Ernesto Ortiz?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
Hey, it's Bill from Mantalk. How you doing?
Bill, how you doing? I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. How are you?
Very good, very good.
All right.
I was telling people thinkholistic.com has actually funneled this interview to us. I guess I'd be shot if I didn't mention that from, what is it, Mikal or something over there.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. You know, she's doing a fantastic service with to the community with, you know, with the website that she has put together, so I think it's great.
So you're down here in Miami, huh?
I'm right here, you know, about a mile and a half from the Dayland Mall.
Okay. You're on that lovely South Dixie Highway stretch down there that always gets clogged up every morning.
You got it. The good thing is that I don't have to drive it, so.
So what is your website if people want to go there and learn more about Ernesto Ortiz?
It's journeytotheheart.com, and that's journey with a number two, theheart.com.
Okay. And specifically, we're going to talk about Akashic Records today, but what other type of things do you do?
Ooh, I do a lot of stuff. I do tantric shamanism. I do trance dance. I do sacred geometry. I facilitate, teach stuff like hot stone massage. I created a new system of massage therapies called TND, bamboo massage, which is incorporating or using bamboo sticks for body work. I teach pendulum dowsing. I take people to journeys to intensives around the world, Egypt, Asia, Indonesia, all over the place, to study and do any of these modalities.
I like we'll talk about that later. What is this, before we get into it, what is this sacred geometry? What is that?
Sacred geometry.
I know, just because geometry, you know, I was really good in math in school, but geometry was my worst subject.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I was never good in math, and I was definitely never good at geometry. So when I was guided to study sacred geometry, I freaked out. But, you know, what the reality is it's a relatively simple system to use, which is the utilization of symbols, of geometry, of geometric symbols and colors in combination to create grids. And these grids are energies that descend from the creation of the different forms and shapes when they're put together to help and support you in whatever it is that you are doing in life. So you can have a personal grid, and this particular grid is coming to support you in life in general, and then you can have multiple 49-shade grids that come to support specific projects. So basically it's taking the geometry that exists around life, because everything that you look at, if you look around your office or whatever you are right now, is based on geometry. And circles, triangles, squares, you name it. And it's to obtain the know-how to pull down the energy that is within the universe to support you in whatever it is that you want to do.
What was the first thing you did out of all these before you branched out into all these other... like Reiki, or I mean, what was the first thing that you centered on before you started doing everything?
I think that I was centered in shamanism because of my background. I was born in Mexico City in a fairly well-to-do family, but I was the black sheep of the family, and I was never very interested in money and learning how to play chess and whatever. But instead, I just loved to be with the people, and from the people I started learning and observing a way of life that was completely opposite to my family upbringing, which was more mystical, more connected to the earth, more ritualistic, and shamanic practices that they have or had in Mexico that just were fascinating to me as a child. And I think that just started getting into my subconscious, and I started just learning, you know, basically. And then I went to college. My major was photography. And then I decided to go and do a photographic study of the indigenous cultures of South America. I went to school in San Diego. And from that moment on, it was just the deep connection with the people and the different forms of shamanism, which are related to, you know, spiritualism.
I must interject here that Brent Weiler, my co-host, has joined us as well. I'm sure you know all about shamanism, right, Brent?
No.
He says shamanism. I know my wife was into that for a while. She bought a drum and was beating the drum and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Explain to us a little bit about shamanism. I mean, people mostly think about what, like witch doctors or something when you think of a shamanist?
Well, the shaman is the medicine man or woman of a tribe. It's probably the oldest medicine doctor or doctor of a tribe in the history of the world. Is the individual that has the ability to be deeply connected to the earth and has the know-how to enter the underworld, meaning just another dimension other than the physical, at will, to retrieve information for the person that needs it within the tribe.
So somebody in the tribe gets sick and they go to him? Is that how it starts?
They go to the shaman, like I said, could be a man or a woman, and that individual has the know-how of working with plants and spirit, channel information. He's able to extract from the individual whatever illness is there. It's a shapeshifter. It's one that is able to go and shapeshift, you know, from this reality into another reality to bring the proper information for the benefit of an individual or the tribe. The shaman is, for example, you've heard the story of King Arthur, you know?
Right.
And who was the right arm of King Arthur was Merlin. Well, Merlin the magician was a shaman. So in general, the shaman is the one that is right next to the king of a tribe or civilization that provides guidance because of his ability to enter that other dimension, is the visionary, is the seer, and is the one that gives messages and brings information from spirit to the people, to the world.
So let's talk about Akashic Records, and apparently you're going to go to Bali with this in August, huh?
Right.
Have you been to Bali before?
Yes, several times.
Oh, so you like to travel. Does that work into your work here? I'll teach you Akashic, but we got to go to Bali to do it. Why do we have to go to Bali to do it?
No, not necessarily. I teach, as a matter of fact, I have an Akashic Record Level 1 class here in Miami in 2 weeks, the weekend of March 1st and 2nd. So the Akashic Records are taught in 3 different levels. And the reason of the intensives, number one, is my passion for traveling, which is there from my childhood. And second, because an intensive gives the opportunity to an individual to take all 3 levels of the Akashic Records all in one time. In addition to that, by removing ourselves from our ordinary reality into an extraordinary reality, when we are not finishing a class at 5 or 6 o'clock at night and we either go to a hotel or back home and have the distractions of being here, meaning the cell phone, go back to the computer to check your emails, the dog, the cat, the wife, the husband, and they're, you know, with problems. When you go to an extraordinary place that has the beauty and the energy to support an internal process, what that does, and then being that we are there for 2.5 weeks, that length, that amount of time being in one container, meaning the country like that, provides the platform for deep personal changes that cannot be achieved on a weekend class. So, you know, that is the reasons for the intensives.
Yeah, kind of like when you go on a trip, you don't forget it.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if you go on a regular trip and you don't forget it, imagine if you go on a trip where you go and embark on a personal inner adventure, a personal inner journey where you go and you get rid of baggage, you know, mental, emotional baggage that we carry from the time of our childhood, and we replace, which is the key element of all of these, once we get rid of emotional baggage, that emotional baggage has taken a certain amount of space within our psyche that is creating or providing some balance. So we are working very efficiently with a very imbalanced psyche. But once that is replaced or dumped from our psyche, we have to put something back in there to keep that inner balance. And being in an extraordinary place like that, what we put back in there is the beauty, is the ritual, is the love that exists there, not only within the group that go into these retreats with me, but the place that I select to go on the journey.
And what are the prices for the Bali trip? I'm looking at them and they're a little confusing. Like, what does double occupancy mean as opposed to couples and a single room?
Okay, double occupancy is like if you choose to come on the trip and you know, you just room with another male that, you know, comes from any place in the world. So it's the two of you rooming together for the duration of the trip. A couple is if you come with your partner, you know,
okay,
man, woman, whatever.
Okay.
And then single occupancy is someone that just chooses not to share a room with anyone at all.
Ah, okay. $29.50 double occupancy. Does this include everything and not the airfare or what?
That includes everything except for the airfare. That includes the class, the transportation within Bali, hotels, most meals, and I say most meals because about 10 to 15% of the meals, I decide not to include them in the package to give people the opportunity to go and experience on their own the different types of food that are available in the country. Besides, the exchange rate is to our favor, and a really fantastic meal that you would pay, you know, $50-$60 for here in the U.S., you pay probably $5 for over there.
Wow.
So it's very inexpensive. Yeah, it's very inexpensive to travel in Bali.
Get your passport. I'm sure you need a passport.
Besides, you know, people that like to travel, I mean, why do I choose Bali for the second time for the Akashic Records? You know, I have had the great opportunity to travel all over the world, and I have to honestly say that the energy of not only the country of Bali, but the people is the most incredible that I have ever encountered. It's the only place in the world that I see and feel that the people have a well-balanced male-female energy, that the male is a man, but at the same time has a very feminine nature, and the woman the same way. And their spirituality, they don't talk about it, but they live it every single day. The way they honor themselves, the way they honor others, the lack of conflict, the love that exists amongst them, and the way they treat you as a foreigner with an open heart is unlike any other country. On top of that, the island is just absolutely magnificent. That is why they call it the place kissed by the gods. Because it's
You always hear the movie stars are in Bali, you know?
Yep. Yeah, you bet. You know, it's an amazing place.
Now, who's the guy who's doing it with you, Eric Grange?
Eric Grange is a French guy that I've met a while back, and he is a tour guide extraordinaire. This guy takes the logistics completely out of my hands, so I can put all my energy into teaching and guide the group, the meditations, etc. And he's the one that you know, hires all the buses, all the trucks for all the luggage to go from point A to point B, so you never have to worry about it. He's the one that purchases all the tickets to the entrance to sacred caves or, you know, hot springs or anything like that. He's the one that gives us all the room accommodations, and he's just the one that puts the logistics together for me, and he is just a master at doing that.
This picture on your website where everybody's like in a big pool or something, is that the waters you just talked about?
Well, there are several, but yeah, those are considered to be sacred hot springs. So
So why would someone want to take a course in Akashic Records? Is that something that you steer them to, or do they just come to you and say, I want to learn about Akashic Records? I guess we should start with, what are Akashic Records?
The Akashic Records are mentioned in all sacred scriptures from all over the world. The one that we hear the most and we know best is from the Bible, and is mentioned as the Book of Life. So what is the Book of Life? And what the Book of Life is, the recordings of our soul's progress from inception to the present. So it's past, present, and the possibility of unfoldment of future events. The word Akasha means primary substance. So it's the most primary substance of our soul. So when everybody has questions, you know, who are we? Why are we here? Why do we have the reoccurring pattern that we have? Why do we have the addiction? Why do we have the codependency? And that's why so many times we go to psychics and tarot card readers and the angel cards that so many people use, et cetera, et cetera. So what the Akashic Records do is they, by utilizing a sacred prayer, which is what I teach, we are able to tap or enter into this realm, Akasha, and retrieve the masters and teachers, the lords of Akasha, retrieve our Book of Life, and from that Book of Life, we can enter into a conversation with spirit, with these masters and teachers, for whatever it is that we want in life. So if you need guidance in your life, if you need inspiration, if you need to know why certain things occur to you or reoccur to you again and again, if you need to get to the root cause of anything, any problem that you have in life, then this is the most powerful technique that I have ever encountered in my life. And at the same time, it's very simple, which is the beauty of it.
Now, is it only this life, or is it like previous lives too?
Previous lives, definitely. That's why I said that, you know, is the recordings of the soul from its inception. So it is, you know, many times if we have let's say someone drowned in a past life, you know, they were in the Titanic or whatever, you know, and they drowned in that lifetime. They come back to this life, and they come with a cellular imprint of that particular death, because it was tragic, because they could not die at peace. So the imprint from that life comes to this lifetime, and here you are, you know, being 13, 18, 25, 40 years old, and you're afraid of water. You don't know how to swim, et cetera, et cetera. And where is this coming from? So many times just traditional psychotherapy is not going to get to that, because they don't take you back there. And hypnotherapy has, to a certain degree, the ability to take you back, but in most cases it's limited because it lacks the physical action that needs to be taken to have resolution. But with the Akashic Records, you can go back to that lifetime, see what happens. So you're basically going back to the root cause of the problem. And what I have seen is that by going back to that lifetime, understanding, make peace with it, and you come back basically, and next week or 2 weeks later, you find yourself in a swimming pool, you know, learning how to swim.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Now, you teach, so after they're done, they're able to teach Akashic Records? Is that what they're able to do?
No, not at all. Like I said, you know, the Akashic Records are taught in three different levels. In the level one class, which I just released, by the way, a four-disc DVD set of the level one class. And that is the reason why so many people from around the world wanted this, and they are unable, because they're ill or lack of money, to attend a class here in the U.S. or go to one of the intensives. But the level one class is the individual learns how to open their own Akashic Records. So you learn how to open your own Akashic Records. And with that, the ability to enter into your Book of Life and have, you know, the resolution, the guidance of everything that I've been talking about. And that's usually a two-day class. It's a weekend class. Then the level two class is when you learn how to open the Akashic Records for others. So you then become a consultant. You're able to have consultations. I do weekly consultations over the phone with people from all over the world that just wanted to find out about what's going on with them, limitations, why are they having the difficulties that they're having, et cetera, et cetera. And then the level three class is the integration of the first two levels. You deepen into the art of questioning, because it is an art, because spirit is, quite frankly, not attached to whether or not you receive the deep answer that you are seeking. If you ask a question that is a yes and no answer, and they give you a yes or a no, and you're satisfied with that, well, that is what they give you. But if you want to deepen into that question to have further understanding as to whatever it is, the cause of it, then you have to have that art of questioning piece. In addition to that, the level three class, we get deeply into emotional healing, personal emotional healing. We get into DNA cellular reconstruction, into imaginal cells. We just get deep into that level of personal healing and understanding. So once the individual has gone through all three levels of the Akashic Records, if they feel that they want to teach this material, which is really quite beautiful to share with others, because ultimately what it's all about is to bring yourself to complete and total healing, and then have a tool that is going to empower you, have a tool that is going to give you the guidance that you need in life, you know, and not to depend on cards or psychics or anything like that for your guidance and inspiration. So that is ultimately the goal, to give people the tools to have that self-empowerment. So when someone has gone through the three levels, if they choose, if they feel they have the calling to teach this material, then they enter into a teacher training program with me, with Journey to the Heart, and any of the teachers that have been certified by me.
So when when you do a phone consultation, how does that go? Is that someone asks you a question, or how did they tell you ahead of time what they want to know, or how does that work?
No, I don't want to know ahead of time anything that is going on. So no, when I have a phone consultation, normally it's set up by internet or by phone. Once the appointment is set, I send the individual 4 pages of information so they can prepare for the consultation, so they can prepare their questions, because that is what it is. They have to come to the consultation with some questions, because I'm not a psychic. So I'm not going to pick from their energy field information about them. So they have to enter in a conversation through me with the masters and teachers about whatever is going on with them. And then one of those 4 pages of information is a consent form that I need to have back, because I cannot open anyone's records without their personal agreeance that they're going to that I am going to open the records. Then the day of the consultation, you know, we get together on the phone. And I have that release form that has their name. And, you know, I open a sacred prayer that I say that just going to, boom, opens the connection to Akasha. And based on that, they start with their questions, and I give them the answers.
So if someone else is doing their Akashic Records after you, is there an imprint of you having done that before there then? That's a poorly worded question.
But yeah, I don't understand the question.
In other words, if this is an imprint of everything and you've done my Akashic Records today, if a year from now I go to someone to do my Akashic Records, should they then be able to see that you've done them previously?
If they are that fine-tuned to the energy, yes. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, that would say that that is just a 10% question, meaning like it's really not that important whether or not I have opened the records before or not. What is important is the personal changes that they have gone through as a result of the information that they receive.
So when you look at someone's Akashic Records, other than the Titanic reference, what do you see there as far as, oh, you've had blank previous lives as fill in the blank, fill in the blank? I mean, most people, when they come to you, is there a specific reason that they want the Akashic Records opened?
Yes, many people find, you know, relationships is a big issue with a lot of people. A lot of times questions about parenting and their need to understand the relationship or lack of that they have with their children. Individuals that are facing life challenges, such as a change of job or location, or when they feel trapped on a certain life circumstance, you know, that can be, you know, job related or can be relationship related, and they come to look for that answer. So not everything is past life related. Much of the information is this lifetime related, and a lot of it is the original imprints of this energy, meaning the imprints that we received during our childhood years from the family dynamics, from cultural upbringing, and the limitations that are placed upon our psyche from our parents. You know, why is it that we don't make any money or the kind of money that we would like to make? Well, because maybe we heard at home from the time we were little that money is the root of all evil. So how can you possibly make money, you know, if that is the root of all evil, especially if you were brought up in a family of a Christian type of background. So there's a lot of that, you know. Many times it also has to do with contracts that we write at inner levels in the spiritual realm with individuals that are significant in our lives, father, mother, husband, wife, etc. And a lot of times it's the need to understand why we had the parents, either the mother or the father that we had, and the type of relationship that has, you know, that we have had with that individual that in a way has held us back from becoming the best that we can possibly become.
Amazing. So if they want to get a hold of you for this Akashic Records trip, or I guess if they want to buy the DVDs, is that available on your website?
Yeah. The DVDs were just released about 10 days ago, and I have to say that I'm really happy to be able to do this. So they can go to my website, you know, journeytotheheart.com. That's journey with a number two, theheart.com. And they can find a lot of information about me. They can purchase the DVD, find out about the different classes that I teach here in the Miami area or different places around the U.S. You know, and all my contact information is there.
Okay. So what are they call what, the 305? There's a couple 305 numbers. What number should they use to call if they need to call?
305-595-1668.
Okay, because I'm on the Akashic Records, and I don't see the DVD, so where would I actually go if I want to see?
You can go to the homepage, you know,
okay.
on the website. The homepage has a little window right there with a picture of the four DVD set.
Okay.
It's right there, the very front. Or, you know, it's also on Amazon.com. I mean, you can buy it through Amazon. And
so
you can also
$113 for a four DVD set.
Yes.
Okay. Not bad.
Cheaper
than going to your seminars, right?
The level one class, the live class, is $250. So, you know, $107 is less than half of the live class. And I put it that way to make it affordable for most people.
Very nice. And, you know, tell me, Carl, we appreciate the interview, and we'll have you back on in the future, maybe before you go away to Bali.
It's my pleasure.
Ernesto Ortiz, Journey to the Heart. That's JOURNEY, the number 2, THEHEART.com. We appreciate it, Ernesto.
Thank you so much,
Bill. I didn't learn much. You know, I think I have to come to a class. I still have many questions.
Sounds like a plan. It'll be great to have you there anytime.
Thank you very much for coming
on,
man.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
Ernesto Ortiz on Man Talk. Did you learn?